a couple of things that stand out in my mind is that the ambulance one day brought into, there was a casualty department as it was called then, a patient who turned out to have smallpox. Not a common disease these days. And lo and behold, I was the house physician on duty, and my task, I was told in the afternoon, was to vaccinate every member of the staff, of which I think it was about 500. They all lined up one after the other to be vaccinated. I think smallpox was an unusual challenge to the system, but that's why I remember it so well, of course. But it's there was plenty of tuberculosis around at the time, but there was a chest hospital in the area. I can't remember his name. Not far away. Tuberculosis was very much a surgical condition in those days, and they had quite a close relationship to a well-known chest surgeon.